Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have Evangelist Linda Johnson come and bless us about her ministry. But first, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And before we do that, I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of the listeners from all over for listening today to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. So let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us, Heavenly Father, all morning and all up until this present moment, Heavenly Father. We ask would you bless this ministry to continue to magnify who you are, and would you bless each guest who come on the ministry, bless everything that they do, and help them to continue to magnify who you are, where their word will fall on fresh ground, where people will go and people will begin to grow and to know who you are, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this ministry tonight to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. And we thank you for the guests. We thank you for all of the listeners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And on tonight, I would like to introduce to you, this is a woman of God, a prophetess of God. For two decades, the ministry of Evangelist Linda L. Johnson has endeavored to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. She's ministered on shortwave, city-to-city, Christian AM and FM radio stations in places such as India, Ghana, and the UK, and even the United States right here. She has media telecasts, spoken word, videos, blogs, and ministry materials that include evangelism tracks, secular news inspiration quotes, and training instructional guides, which is very effective and spreads to the masses across the globe. I would like to introduce to some and present to others Evangelist Linda Johnson. Are you on the line?
God bless you. I'm right here, woman of God. Thank you so much. This is such an awesome opportunity to be with you on your segment here. I'm very, very excited, and I just thank God again for this opportunity to be with you and to share with your listening audience.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you being on as well. Is it okay if I ask you a few questions about your ministry and your the things that you do for the people?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Can you please start off by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Just saying that I am an ambassador for Jesus Christ, and I'm so proud of that honor. I'm a minister evangelist from Minneapolis in Minnesota. I have to add here in the States the reason I do that is because when people will come into town or connect with me and things like that, they act like I was just almost right across the street from them. So I always have to say, hey, I'm in the States here. So
Amen.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, here in the States, I came to the knowledge of Christ way back in 78. And shortly thereafter received the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So I have the power and I carry the authority in Jesus' name to do this work. Prior to Christ, I wasn't too bad, but I was still in sin, Dr. Elfrida. I had living relationships, my eldest child out of wedlock. I was a party girl and into drunkenness. You know, involved with pure foolishness now that I look back at it. But when you don't know, you don't know. But
that's
I want
right.
to say now, thank God for Jesus. So that's kind of where my life has been as far as about myself. I wish I could say I grew up with the silver thumb and I knew Christ all along. But I'd be lying if I said that. But I thank God for Jesus that in 1978, that I was able to come into the knowledge of Christ by the drawing of the Father. Praise God.
Praise God. And, you know, Evangelist Johnson, my pastor just preached about that. He said we all have a past, but now in the moment, we're in the present now. And so if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, so those old things have passed away. So you're not the only one with a past. We all have a past. Amen.
Right. Right, amen. We all have a story. We all have a story.
Now, what really inspired you to begin your ministry of evangelism?
Well, for me, it was a call.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I woke up one morning and decided to just start evangelizing and things like that. It wouldn't have worked like that because in
That's
the
right.
flesh, we don't have the burden for souls. It takes the holy, because the nature of the flesh and the nature of man, we don't care. I don't care what happens to my neighbor. I don't care what happens to my brother. Not in the flesh.
That's
the
right.
flesh doesn't operate like that. But in terms of what inspired me, it was the call. When God gives you a call, he'll give you a backing with it. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, ma'am.
He'll give
yes,
you the
ma'am.
Backing with it. So in terms of the inspiration went hand in hand with the call. So because I had the call, he also gave me the inspiration. But I had to have the willingness, more or less, to walk it out. Because you could be called for these things and sit on it. But I had to have the willingness to walk it out. It's been a lot of work, but it's been a blessing.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. When, you know, because some called, and so when you were called, as far as when the Lord called you, did you immediately accept your calling, or like you said, you had to walk it out a little bit and think about it?
When it came down to, I wasn't like that in all the areas, but in terms of the evangelistic piece, that wasn't immediate acceptance. That wasn't because at the time I was blessed to go to a little bitty, I don't know if you're familiar with storefront churches because we have mega churches today.
That's right.
But little bitty, I was brought up at the time and you had a lot of little storefront churches. And, you know, we got a lot of big things going on here today. We got big screens and big 500 people in our churches and all this sort of stuff. But I was in a little bitty church, and one of the, I guess, the draw for that church, the burden of the church that I went to was souls. So, and I didn't know a lot about all that at the time because I started attending there when I was just a new, fresh babe in Christ. So as I began to grow, and in hindsight, I come to understand that the burden of the church was souls. So it was easy, if you can see the connection, just to connect.
Right.
I was in an atmosphere that was conducive for the call, if that makes sense to you.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. That's great. That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, where has God allowed you to minister that is most memorable? Now, I know that you've been to India and Ghana and places like that, but where is the most memorable place that you've ministered?
Actually, when you see Ghana in those sorts of places, those are places that has asked to pick up my broadcast. For example, Malawi. Their channel for all nations contacted me and asked, can you know, I don't know how they heard the broadcast or what have you, but they had a radio station there, and I had to submit a lot of my preachings over to them. So basically, all these stations carry Jesus Saves Ministry in the UK, all of these men of God and Minister Robinson, they all asked, could they utilize my broadcast in their region? But so that's how that happened. I just wanted to clarify that. But in terms of what's most memorable, where God has allowed me to minister, it has been, that's a loaded question for me because of so many things that actually come to my mind. I think about a woman who hadn't heard from her son in a long time, and I was doing a television telecast, and she called me after the telecast and asked what I pray. I don't typically know people when they're speaking to me, but she asked what I pray for her son. He had been missing. She hadn't heard from him and what have you. So I didn't know whether or not to say that. There was a woman who broke forth in deliverance when I went to go minister at a church who I heard typically just sit still over a song that I sung. There was a woman who couldn't have kids, who I prayed with her, and she called me later and said she was having twins. But my point is, I don't know which one to pick, but I'm going to pick something totally different. I'm going to say something totally different. I said that to say there were so many, it's hard to choose. But I'll say it was a situation that's most memorable that happened when I was doing a work in Las Vegas. And the Lord gave me a message that's called Jesus, Please Don't Leave Me in This Condition. And and I began to talk about conditions. And there was a woman who worked in one of the gambling joints in Las Vegas who emailed me and said, because she called me because she had a story she wanted to tell me from the message that she heard. Apparently her business was going to close. Nobody knew that. She didn't tell anybody. She didn't tell the neighboring businesses. She ran the business for 15 years. It was a business that supplied food for people when they needed food, a food shelf. She ran it for years. And apparently she ran out of money. She was struggling, so on and so forth. She began to apply the principles from what she heard. I began to say, I don't remember everything about the message, but she said, I began to plead and pray what you said on the message, and God began to come through. The local main newspaper called her. And they offered to do her story about her business was going to close, so on and so forth. When they printed the story, it started giving. They started giving so much. Like, for example, I think it was her light bill. They told her they would not take any more credits because people are giving just way too much. She said she was giving so much. They was giving her so much. She didn't have storage to keep anything anymore. She didn't even have the space for it. But it all came out through that particular message that she had heard. So I would say that's most memorable. There's many, but I'll say that particular one.
Oh, wow.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good. I rejoiced with that woman of God. I rejoiced. We cried. We prayed. We laughed and we rejoiced at what God had done. That's what God can do. That's what God can do. If we hear the word, when the word is dropped, and when we hear the word, when we obey the word, and we watch God work. So that's how our God is. He's no respecter person. So I'll say that, woman of God. There's many, but I'll say that one. That stands out to me.
Yes, it does stand out. Yes. Okay. Now, during your media telecast, what messages are conveyed to the people? And I saw something about salvation. So what message do you convey to the people?
Well, of course, salvation, being an evangelist, of course, it's going to be salvation. But aside from salvation, messages that are all that are also conveyed would be warnings. Messages also conveyed would sometimes be prophetic messages. It's going to be insights. I'm going to drop insights, and I'm going to give you some encouragement. Because in this world that we're living in today, we're so beat down, and there's a lot to be discouraged about. So it's going to be a mixture of things as I am led by the Spirit of God to speak what he wants me to speak. Because I know it's going to fall. I know it's going to fall on, it's not going to maybe be everybody, but it's going to be a remnant of people that it's going to fall on. And I've seen the results of it in each of these areas as far as what is conveyed, the insights and the encouragement. I've heard from many, many listeners, viewers, that that it has hit the mark with encouragement, insight, salvation. So I thank and I praise God for that.
Amen, amen. Okay. Now, if there was one inspiration that you could give to the people, what would it be and why?
It would be as far as to the body of Christ to use your God-given gifting and to come up to your God-given potential, because there is a good number of the people in the household of faith who's really not using their God-given giftings for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, this is an interview, so I don't want to get into the preaching and saying why, but they have their reasons. But I would say in terms of that, I would encourage them and inspire them to use the God-given giftings that he has given them and to come up to their God-given potential, because it's a win-win. The body of Christ benefits from it. When you use what God has given you, it's to serve us. I help you and you help me when you use those. When you use that gift. Iron sharpens iron, the word tells us in Proverbs. So you must use that. You can't just sit on that. It wasn't given to you to sit on. It was given to you to utilize. And your gift is also a breath of fresh air to the world. So those in the world need to hear, regardless of what that is. So someone will benefit from it. There are some things I can convey and I can do in my giftings that will attract people that you will never be able to attract. And there's some things you'll be able to do in your gifting that you'll attract people that I will never be able to attract. That's why we must use these giftings.
That's right. Exactly. Because if you don't lose them, God can take them away. Is that right?
All right now. We don't want that. Or you become stagnated.
Yes. Yes.
It's like when you're not used to exercising. You used to walk 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 miles because you haven't did it in 9 months. Or 6 months, it's kind of hard for you to build up momentum again. So
That's
you have to get kind of used to doing it all over again. But the gifts were dispersed for you to use. So I would say in light of that, I would inspire people to use the God-given giftings and to come up to your God-given potential. Because even when you're using them a lot, we're surface, and there's always growth. In Christ, we're just surface. It's like school. Right? You know, even in school, you go from level to level. You don't stay in the second grade. You're going to go to third, fourth, fifth, and what have you. So we need to come up to our God-given potential. We can't just sit there like that.
That's right. Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. Okay. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals for your evangelical work?
I don't know if I want to say it in terms of long-term and short-term goals, but I will say that I'm led by the Spirit, and that's key right there, because that means that I could have a goal. What does the word say in Isaiah 55? That your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So I got a way.
That's right.
He got a way. And I got a thought and he got a thought. So my plans kind of fall to the wayside compared to his. But either or, if I was in the flesh and I could say that just to be able to answer your question, I would probably say to enhance the area of spoken word. It's because I am more or less a minister and that's a new arena for me. So I would need to get around people for short term, I would say to give me more knowledge in that particular field because it's a new area for me. And anytime you're in a new area, you need to kind of bring in people who has maybe more knowledge, more expertise than you do in a particular field. And like I said, that's a new area for me. I use it is because the harvest is so ripe in that particular area, in the area of spoken word and music. It's a lot of strongholds in there. So we got to get our foot in that arena so that we can reach people for Christ.
That's right. Okay, great. Now, one of your key verses, as I was looking on your website, is obedience is better than sacrifice. Please explain what that means to you in relation to the people.
Wow. That is, and I don't have to tell you this because you're a minister and a woman of God in your own right, but obedience spins around, is huge. It's a little thing, but it's huge. In the Bible that the Lord dealt with Israel because of their inability to comply with obedience. Not only that, King Saul lost his kingship. David was his replacement, all because he could not and would not obey God. So it's huge for us as God's people. We can do these works. We can love God. We can go to church, but if we're not in obedience, it can hinder us. It can trip us up. It can set us back. That's why I marked it as key, because a lot of things are centered. We wonder why prayers is not answered. If we can't do that, then we can't give you that. It's like having children. You know, they want $20, but if you can't clean your room, if you can't do this, and if you can't do that, then I can't do that. It don't work like that. So
that's
obedience stems around everything. We need to constantly check our lives as people of God in that area of obedience, disobedience. And when we see ourselves in disobedience, we want to repent. We want to get things right with God so that we can get the ball rolling back in our spiritual life. In other words, that we can get back on track.
That's right. That's right. Now, Evangelist Johnson, is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners that hasn't been shared?
I have to say, as an evangelist, I do have to share Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So perhaps there's one or two or three today, maybe more, who may be listening into this broadcast and you don't know the Lord. And I would like to share that. I would like to beckon you that the Holy Spirit is wooing you. Today is your hour. Today is your day to come into the knowledge of Christ. Just say, Lord, save me. It's just that simple. And then just quickly here, I also would like to just say that if there's anyone who's in need of intercession, you can contact this ministry by way of email. And then the other thing, the last thing I would just want to say in terms of the last thing I would want to share with the listeners is to the people of God to get with people who's at and above you with the ability, because they will carry the ability to motivate you and to help pull stuff out of you that you would come up to your God-given potential as we talk. So I would just want to leave the people with that. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. And Evangelist Johnson, now I know that you said individuals can contact you. Can you be specific and give them the email or the website?
Yep. I can give them the email address and the website. The email would be lindalljohnson06@aol.com or the website, theministryoflljohnson.org.
All right. Well,
all right.
All right. I really appreciate you taking out your busy schedule to come and speak with me and interview with us. And I ask God to continue to bless you and your family and your ministry.
Thank you for having me, and God bless you. And I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on for our Lord. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Evangelist Linda Johnson. And once again, her website is theministryofljohnson.org, theministryofljohnson.org. Be sure to check out her ministry. The music is great. Before the interview, I was speaking with Evangelist Prophetess Linda Johnson, and I told her that I was in deep admiration of the music that I heard because it was so different. And she told me that another individual had composed that music in his prophetic music, because she likes prophetic music. She's a prophet as well, and she doesn't really listen to traditional music. So I encourage you to go to that website and just listen to the music. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Speaking of listen, please be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, those individuals in the community, positive role models, athletes, please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry, the Love Live Jesus Ministry, Alfreda Love Talk Show. I would love, love, love to have you on there. Be sure that you are praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, I want you to understand that the big Jingle Talent Show is going to be December 18th. You heard it right. Get your calendars. Go run and get your calendars. It should already be on your calendar unless you're new. I have a couple of new individuals who just joined, and I will use that excuse this time, but the next time you log on with the Alfreda Love Show, the Love of Jesus Ministry, I expect you to have it on your calendar. December the 18th in Bellmead, Texas at the Loveless Auditorium, right? At the Bellmead Civic Center. I would like to see you there December the 18th. Now then, submissions. We have several. We're still taking submissions until October 31st. What I will need you to do is I will need you to email me, call me, text me about the event or gig that you want to participate in. For instance, Alfreda Love is on the MIC. I will give a spoken word. I'm just making up something. I'm not, because I'm going to be running around making sure everything's running smooth. So make sure that you email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 254-744-6616. That's one of my business lines. Or you can text me at that same number, or, of course, you can inbox me on Facebook. If you're in Texas, if you're near Waco, Texas, Bellmead, Texas, be sure to come to the Bellmead Civic Center on December the 18th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's where you need to be. Now then, usually around that date, I said around, parties are scheduled. Things are scheduled. Make sure that you tell everybody to schedule everything on the 17th, on the 19th, on the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, but not on the 25th. Okay? Now then, so make sure of that. Now I want you to go to the website, AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. Make sure you go there, AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. I'm going to give you time to actually get there because a lot of people are still trying to get there, but make sure that you get to the AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. Okay? I'm going to give you some time to get there. On that particular website, what you're going to find is, of course, you're going to find the homepage. You're going to find many different activities. You're going to find many different events. And the events that you're going to find are the events that deal with the basic concept of the ministry. And so be sure to look at that particular website and also look at Afrida.lovehubpages.com. And with those hub pages, that will be also on this particular site, okay? So be sure to look at all those, and thank you so much. And be sure that you encourage each and every one of your family members, encourage each and every one of your friends to continue to trust in God and do their best, okay? And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.